It is the Friday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
I believe Johnson is out tonight. He is at a concert that he couldn't say no to. So we will hold down the fort in the meantime. In fact, we're going to jump right into the emails. Again, though, the show is about your calls, so you make them 800-259-9231, and we'll talk about what you want. But this one comes in from Max. It says, hey guys, have you ever discussed polygamy on the show? Shouldn't we, the free people of this world, be unrestricted so as to have as many wives or husbands as we might wish? I'd like to know how other free-minded libertarians feel about this. You see, doesn't the U.S. Constitution say we should have religious freedom and therefore leave us free to decide our own marital choices? I look forward to your reply and discussion on your show. And the answer, at least for me, is, well, yes, we have touched on polygamy in the past.
Yes, it is. Yes, we have.
And as a libertarian, how could I possibly be against it? It's your life. If you think that... I personally don't understand it. I mean, I guess I could see the benefit of having multiple spouses. They could maybe help keep the house cleaner. But then again, each other person you have in the house makes the house dirtier. So I don't know if that would really balance out. It seems to me that it wouldn't be worth my while to try to deal with more than one woman being around. I mean, considering also the fact that women tend to not get along with one another very well, it just seems like it'd be a hell of a balancing act. I personally, not interested in being a polygamist. However, if that's what floats your boat, and if you think that that's something you want to do with your life, I say go for it. Have a blast. It's certainly going to be a learning experience at the very least. Why it is that society is even involved in it, I'm really not sure.
Yeah.
But they are. There are laws preventing this sort of behavior.
I don't think if you have... It doesn't seem to me that polygamy is really going to work out, especially in a free country. Because if women have equality, there's not going to be a lot of the... they're not going to make the compromise, it seems to me. And it seems to me that it's a compromise saying, I'll share a man with another woman or two or three.
Does it ever go the other way?
It's very rare.
Okay.
As far as the history of the earth, it's rare.
All right. But as far as in America, if you've got a polygamist, it's usually happening, what, in Utah or something like that, where it's kind of a Latter-day Saints thing, isn't it?
I think they've moved to Arizona, but the story does mention that.
You've got a story about this?
I do.
Okay. Here you go.
From Time Magazine, from Peta Owens Liston. It's dash name, dash mark, hyphenated name.
Okay.
So when Kelly Fisher drove his white pickup truck with his teenage stepdaughter seated down between him and his legal wife, his neighbor Isaac Weiler knew something was up. Sure enough, the next time Weiler saw the girl, who was about 15 or 16 years old, she was pregnant. Weiler, a member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints, that's the FLDS for the rest of the story, is no stranger to the signs of polygamy. His suspicions proved true. Fisher had spiritually married his own stepdaughter in a secret ceremony, a practice common among polygamists in the FLDS community in Colorado City, Arizona.
A secret marriage.
Well, it has to be secret because it has to, you know, it's...
So this isn't legal in
law.
Okay, I got it. This is legal nowhere, then, basically.
I don't think in America, no. Testimony from Weiler, another former FLDS member, Richard Holm, coupled with birth certificates, swayed a Mojave County jury on July the 7th to find Fisher guilty of sexual conduct with a minor and conspiracy to commit sexual conduct with a minor. Either he did or didn't. But Weiler and Holm testified in a court on how polygamous marriages work and gave eyewitness accounts to Fisher and the girl's flirtatious behavior. But the verdict was unusual and to critics of the alleged abuses in polygamous marriages, especially significant, in that it came without the testimony of alleged victims. So
the girl didn't testify against
it? She didn't testify, no. In the FLDS community that populates the twin towns of Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona, finding victims willing to speak out is rare. The nature of this community is opposed to the crimes themselves, explained Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff.
Wait. The nature of the community is that they're opposed to the fact that polygamy is illegal. That's
right.
What you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
Victims have been taught...
But it's not a crime. I'm sorry, it's just not.
Well,
it's a crime because they made it a crime,
right.
But it's not a crime because there's no victim.
I would have to agree.
Right.
Victims have been taught from the cradle up not to cooperate with the outside or to disagree with their leaders. The FLDS sect follows the original fundamentalist teachings of Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, who advocated the practice of polygamy. But unlike other polygamy groups, FLDS members unquestionably follow the directives of a single leader or prophet. Currently, the position is being held by Warren Jeffs, a fugitive wanted in the same charge as Fischer in Arizona and as a rape as an accomplice charge in Utah. I don't know what kind of charge that is, but in the estimated 6,000 to 11,000 FLDS members in the U.S. follow Jeff's revelations, which dictate who should marry whom and when. A series of these revelations 2 years ago resulted in the exile of an estimated 200 unworthy men from the FLDS community. Their wives and children were reassigned to other men. Mm-hmm. Weiler and Holm, who testified against Fischer, were two of these men. In the Fischer case, the underage girl and her mother could not be found to testify, but Fischer's defense attorney, Bruce Griffin, hints that they may appear at Fischer's sentencing on August 4th. This would show that they have been that they have an intact, happy family, and that, except for the absence of a legal ceremony, they are like any other couple, he says. He adds that no victim had come forward to complain, that it was speculation from two disgruntled, excommunicated FLDS members and pressure from the state which resulted in Fischer's verdict. But with
somebody brought him in, then. A couple of the guys that had been excluded from this religious sect. And it's FLDS. What does that stand for?
Fundamentalist
Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, Latter-day Saints.
Okay, so the most extreme of the Latter-day Saints. Mm-hmm. So a couple of guys were ejected. They were angry about it. Maybe they didn't like this guy for some reason.
Right.
So they ratted him out to the state. The state brought charges. Nobody complained except for these guys that were excluded.
Correct.
Okay.
So either he did it or he didn't, and either the charges are true or they're not, but either way, I don't think he should be charged for anything. As far as I'm concerned, if three guys and...
Either he did or he didn't marry this girl? Is that what you're
right.
saying?
Right. Doesn't really matter to me. If three guys and seven women want to live together in one house in holy matrimony, I don't care.
Yeah,
have fun. I don't want to put them in jail. I do not want to pay for that. They're not doing anything wrong. They're not hurting anybody.
Nope.
As long as everybody's free to do what they want to do... Then, you know, which means get work, live where they want, all that stuff, then I don't see any problem with it. But with the success of the Fischer prosecution, Arizona and Utah authorities hope to find other polygamy abuse cases. In the pipeline, cases in the pipeline can be tried without victim testimony, including seven other men from the FLDS community scheduled to stand trial. This is the largest group to be prosecuted for crimes related to their polygamous lifestyle since the 1950s. And I don't imagine there's too many groups that have polygamous lifestyles. Some polygamists, however, worry that the legal action will turn into a kind of witch hunt.
It sounds like.
The other point that I'd like to make on this is the very fact that the polygamy is illegal, that we've made it illegal, is what is propagating the polygamy. It's what's making it happen.
How is that?
Well, because they're driving these people into a group, into a sect that does not like outsiders, doesn't like the authorities or anything like that.
Are these the people that live in the middle of nowhere?
Yes.
That there's no roads going to the place that they live? Are these those people?
I don't know for certain that that's the same folks, but they do certainly live in the middle of nowhere.
Right. So you're saying that because polygamy is illegal, the people that want to be polygamists are being drawn together into this sort of incestuous group where there's this great leader who decides who gets together with whom, and it's turned into this kind of crackpot whack-a-loon thing
as a result. If they did away with the polygamy laws, then you would tear down one of the many things that keep these people separate from everyone
else. They're essentially hiding. I mean, essentially this group of people is in
hiding.
They're
in exile.
Because they know that if they try to go into society with everyone else, they'll be shunned, they'll be reported on, and possibly arrested. So they're in hiding, therefore they're not interacting with the rest of society, meaning that they don't pick up on changes, societal changes and cultural changes, and they just sort of stay static in this polygamist group out in the middle of nowhere.
And the girls don't find themselves able to really go out in the community very much. And part of that's probably the community wants to keep them separate. They realize that that's the best way that we can have more marriages with more people, and we just kick the guys out on a pretty regular basis. And also it's the polygamy thing. It's just part of the barrier. I'm not saying it's the whole barrier, but part of the fact that they're having this polygamous lifestyle is because we have anti-polygamy laws.
What is wrong with polygamy? 1-800-259-9231. Do you support the laws against it? And if so, why? I really want to know. 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including archives. In fact, the entire last year's worth of the show awaits you. You just go and get them on the house. They're free, no logging in, no membership fee. Just download them, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about polygamy. And I want to know from you, why you think, if you are someone that thinks this way, why you think that polygamy should remain illegal. I believe it's illegal in all 50 of the 50 states in America. It's illegal in probably several countries around the world. But why? What's the reasoning for this? Is it just that you're jealous and you don't want some guys to have access to multiple wives? Is that the reason why you support this? Or is it because it's just weird and you think that weird things should be outlawed? What is your reasoning? 800-259-9231. Because when I look at polygamy as an issue, it doesn't attract me at all. I don't want to have anything to do with it personally. But if somebody does, it's all a voluntary arrangement. If multiple women or multiple men want to get together with someone of the opposite sex or, heck, someone of the same sex. I mean, is it polygamy if it's one woman marrying five other women? Is that polygamy?
I would call
too?
That polygamy.
I guess so. But, of course, gay marriage isn't allowed either. So
right.
Polygamy's not allowed. Gay marriage isn't allowed. I mean, really, we're in this. It's a very restrictive society we're in here, Mark, where the government essentially tells people you must marry only one person of the opposite sex. And that's all you can do. You either are married or you aren't married. Pick or choose.
And the term monogamy versus the term polygamy, monogamy means sex with one partner by today's usage standards, whereas mm-hmm. polygamy means marriage to more than one person. Doesn't really make any sense. Polygamy should mean sex with multiple partners at any given time or something like that if we're going to keep the standard. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of an interesting point.
Well, I was looking around for some reasons, since I kind of presumed that nobody was going to call in on this to attack polygamy. And again, 800-259-9231, if you could explain to me why this should remain illegal. And I found a few of them. And it's something we've been over in the past, and I just want to recap it. But you had a few more details on this story.
Yeah, there's a little bit more.
It's a story about a sect of religious polygamous people, Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints.
Yes.
Is the group. These people live out in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, and there's probably another sect of them up in Utah. And apparently they have a kind of a cult leader, if you will, and I forget what his name was. And he decides, basically, who you're supposed to marry. Did I understand that correctly? He basically directs women to certain men. He's kind of the decider, if you will.
I got that impression from the story, but it didn't say that specifically.
Well, anyway, he's someone that people seem to look to for direction. And he's apparently a wanted fugitive on what crime? Well,
polygamy.
A polygamy and an alleged rape charge, but that could just be statutory rape.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other guy involved here in the case married in a secret ceremony a 15-year-old girl, happened to be his stepdaughter at the time. And so he took her in as another one of his wives. She apparently is totally okay with it because she didn't complain. How did the word get out to the authorities about this? Well, a couple of the guys that were in this kind of closed-off group, these Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints, a couple mm-hmm. of them were ejected from the group, and they were angry about it, so they lashed out at this dude. And now he's being brought up on polygamy charges. And so where are we now, Mark?
Some polygamists, however, worry that the legal action will turn into some kind of witch hunt. Polygamist Marilyn Hammond, who lives in Centennial Park, a community that split from the FLDS church about 20 years ago, fears that polygamists will be targeted while non-polygamist women can still marry without worry. The authorities, she says, don't apply the law across the board. There are many girls in Arizona who don't practice polygamy, she adds, but have children with men who are older. What about those girls? She also points out that some young polygamous women don't come forth to testify against their husbands because they're content with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand what she's trying to say in here and what a witch hunt will exactly turn into. I mean, if it's against the law, then they'll probably go after the people who are breaking the law.
Yeah.
But in this case, prove that this guy is actually married to this girl.
Sure. I mean, she's it's a secret ceremony.
She's his stepdaughter. She's pregnant. I suppose that you could test the baby's paternity to find out if the father is, in fact, the paternal. The father is.
That doesn't prove he's married.
Stepfather.
That doesn't prove he's married, right?
It doesn't, but it would probably constitute a crime.
It would be a statutory. It would be yeah. statutory rape, most likely.
Carolyn Jessup has a different view. Nothing in this community is viewed as a crime if it's being directed by the prophet. This is Pope Jeff's.
Yeah.
He's not really a pope, but I just decided to put that name
okay.
She says 3 years ago.
He could be a pope if he wants to.
Right. Jessup took her 8 children and fled the home she shared with her husband and his 6 wives in the middle of the night.
I want you to call me Bishop.
Go ahead. You are currently you're culturally adapted to the abuse, and if you come forward, you will never fit into this society again. which is all you know, Jessup says. She hopes that Fischer's conviction and others will empower women in the FLDS communities. It sends a message that the outside world has a limit on what they will tolerate.
I don't know if they're going to get that message, do you think?
You know, these people are willingly in this cult. I mean, obviously the girls aren't. I don't like it.
It's sad that kids are born into this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this cult exists. They have this weird set of beliefs that they live their lives by. And the kids are born into it, and they're indoctrinated from day one to believe that this is the way life should be. And so when something like this happens, where somebody is getting in trouble by the state for engaging in what the cult has always engaged in as a natural practice amongst them, it's not going to send a message to these people. They're not going to see the fact that this guy is getting carted off to jail as a message saying, wake up, everybody! What you're doing is wrong! Society doesn't like you! They're just going to think that the people on the outside are really mean, because we don't know what their relationships are like. Maybe they're abusive. Maybe they're happy. Maybe everybody gets along peacefully in these communities. I don't know. I've never lived in them. We're just speculating at this point. But nobody's running away. I mean, some of the kids do leave, and they should be free to leave. But in this case, I don't think it's going to send any message to these people.
Right. I mean, as long as nobody's getting hurt, nobody's being forced to do anything. Are they being brainwashed? Yes. Well, we're brainwashed every day. I mean, sure. Advertising is brainwashing.
Government schools.
You think that Coke is better than Pepsi because you were brainwashed to think that. That's it. I mean, big deal. It's just a thought process.
Right.
So what? If they're happy, they're happy. Big deal.
Yes,
I don't care if you call it brainwashing or not.
But the people that are unhappy are some of the people who have escaped from these communities.
Right. And
they want to save the kids in there. And that's a noble idea. You know, the idea that, well, look, there's so much more to the world than living in your little cult in the middle of nowhere in Arizona. There's more out here. That's what they're coming. That's where these people are coming from. They've got good hearts, good intentions. But, I mean, essentially what you're doing is you're trying to save a group of brainwashed kids. And it's just as futile as trying to save all of the kids in, you know, that are starving to death in Africa. I mean, there's a lot of tragedy in the world, but there's only so much any of us can do about it.
I'd rather see the kids starving in Africa saved than
because they're hurt. I mean, these kids in
16-year-old girls in Arizona somewhere that are being told polygamy is okay.
The kids in Arizona aren't starving to death. That's for
right,
sure.
They're, but they're well taken care of and they're reasonably happy.
But my point is, there's so much tragedy. I mean, really. Why are you wasting your time with this? There's no problem with what these people are doing. They may be a little weird, but I don't see what the issue is. If you do, I want to know why polygamy should be illegal. 800-259-9231. There's one theory that we'll share with you on the way, but I really want to know what you think. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you. All kinds of different topics. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed. And it's all for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, bbs.freetalklive.com will take you right to the bulletin board system. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about polygamy, and I still want to know from you if you are against polygamy. 1-800-259-9231. I want to know why. I want to know what the problem with it is. Why is it illegal? Is it illegal just because somebody decided it was a bad idea? Is it illegal because maybe certain religions look down upon it and people in those religions got into positions of power and then made it illegal?
I would say that that's it.
So what are the reasons here? Well,
people wanting to mess around in other people's business.
Here's one suggestion from Reason.com in the midst of a large article about polygamy. I'm pulling this out. It says, other things being equal, when one man marries two women, some other man marries no woman, presuming, of course, there's an equal amount of men and women around. When one man marries three women, two other men don't marry. When one man marries four women, three don't marry, and so on. Monogamy gives everyone a shot at marriage. Polygamy, by contrast, is a zero-sum game that skews the marriage market so that some men marry at the expense of others. So the suggestion being that if I get to have three wives, then you're SOL, Mark.
Well, and you know, if things were equal, then chances are good an equal amount of wives would go around, mostly. But, you know, some men are more wealthy than others, and women find, you know, I mean, if you're talking about a guy with $10 million, not that there's many of those floating around out there.
Sure.
But if and chances are good he's going to marry inside of his class, so he's going to marry some woman who's got $10 million or so. It's just a possibility. Mm-hmm. So, she's not, and in all likelihood, she wouldn't put up with that crap. So, but still, you know, there would be in a certain amount. And if you, and if it worked out that, say, 20% of the men didn't have women to, with whom to marry, then you would probably have a class of frustrated men who didn't have reasons. Women change men. I mean, when basically when you're married and you have a family to support, you're more likely to be a better guy.
Okay.
But at the same time, I don't see any reason, if you're not hurting someone, that this should be the case. If a guy goes out and hurts somebody because he's unmarried, he should be charged for that crime.
Absolutely. And I think it's silly to suggest that we need the law to level the playing field. The idea that some guys are so useless and unattractive to women out there that they decide that they need to use the law to prevent other more, I guess, charismatic dudes. I suppose you'd have to be fairly charismatic to attract multiple women that mm-hmm. way. So to use the law to prevent them from living their lives the way they want, because it's all about me. And I should have a shot at those women. That's not fair that they fell in love with you and they want to be with you for the rest of your life. I should use the law to prevent this from happening. And I think that's pretty outrageous. Hey, competition is a bitch sometimes, guys. But to suggest that you need the law? I mean, that's just to suggest that we need the law to so-called level the playing field is the same exact argument that the socialists use to say that, well, you're making $10 million a year, Mark. That's not fair. How are other people supposed to compete with you? We need to use the law to level the playing field. Have you give $9 million of that $10 million back, and we'll distribute it to the poor. I mean, it's the same argument, isn't it?
It's true.
It's wrong. Polygamy. I don't care for the idea personally, but I don't see any reason why it should be illegal. Because for someone to make polygamy illegal for the reason that I just gave, the reason of well, it's not fair to those other guys out there. That's kind of just this, it's kind of the mentality of the people that want to mold society. It's the mentality of, I know what's right for the rest of the world, and I'm going to enact laws in order to make it that way. And that mentality has never gotten us anywhere.
Mm.
Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. George, in D.C., you're on the Amplifier line. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I got two subjects here. First one is, well, we ought to just abolish marriage altogether.
Well, that's a good point. Now, when you say abolish marriage, you mean abolish government-approved marriage.
Government marriage, yeah. I'm just personally against the whole idea of getting married anyway. Because, well, let me just put it this way. Bloodhound Gang has described mankind's relationship and all in just one song. They go, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
Yeah, there you go.
Per se.
So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Very cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because we're humans. You know, we're supposed to, you know, spoo like rabbits, per se.
Well, we're supposed to, but I think it's good if we
there's disadvantages to this that sort of behavior. I mean,
I think it's good if we resist that kind of
life is
instinct.
Good. Life is good with a wife in a lot of cases. Men live longer with wives. Women live the same one way or the other, statistically. What's that?
How do men live longer with being married? I would figure
less
marriage
stress
would shorten a man's lifespan.
You believe the hype as far as being married stinks, and generally it doesn't.
Really? That's not what I've heard.
Just coming from a dude who's getting divorced?
Yeah, it is.
I'm getting divorced because I am not very good at the whole monogamy thing. Sorry, I mean, that's really the reason.
It's funny. Okay, on another note here, store thing here. What's up with the change on this flag I ordered?
Well, those products haven't been created. You're talking about the Free Talk Live store, which isn't open to the public right now, so you should probably talk to Johnson about that. We really can't get into the details, but the products that you're pre-ordering haven't really been completed yet, so they are subject to change, and if there's a problem, obviously we'll give you a refund, so it shouldn't be a problem. Any other thoughts, George?
No, I don't want to, you know, make any more waiters than I already just did.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Marriages, polygamy. If you've got the comments, definitely want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. So I don't see what the actually I wanted to go jump back on this marriage thing, because you said that marriage makes people happier and that people live longer, more fulfilling lives if they're married. And I just don't know about that. I just based on anecdote, based on case studies, experience of talking to people who've been married or who are married, it seems like a lot of them are really disappointed with their choices, and they feel sort of tied down, if not even trapped, into the marriage. For instance, they get married, they fall in love with somebody, they get married, and then they have kids, and so it's just gets more and more difficult for them to get out of that. I mean, you don't want to get out of that, and then you got to pay alimony, and it's just a mess, and they're unhappy. And there's not sex either. I mean, everybody says that, right? When you get married, the sex goes away.
That's
common knowledge.
True.
You just don't think, or is there something that you actually have to back that up?
I got nothing. I mean, married couples tend to have sex on a few times a month, three mm-hmm. times a month. That's the average.
3 times a month?
That's the average.
Is that married couples with children or just married couples overall?
Married couples is what I've seen.
Does that seem a little low to you?
It does seem low to me, but most...
And that's happy? Happiness?
You have to figure that some of them are older, and sex drives diminish as you get older.
Okay.
I mean, if a guy was not getting the sex that he wanted at home, he can always get it elsewhere.
That much is true.
Or a woman, for that matter.
I just don't know if I agree that marriage makes people happier. It's just not what I've seen. It's not what I've experienced. I'm sure there's examples of it out there. I'm sure there's people that get along fabulously. But if you look at the divorce rates, Mark, it seems clear to me that marriage doesn't make people happier, with over, what, 60% of people getting divorced? 60% of first-time marriages being divorced? 80% of second marriages divorcing?
Those numbers are not right. Those are not right.
They're not?
Correct. No, half...
Where did I hear them, then?
Half of marriages end in divorce.
First-time marriages?
Half of marriages end in divorce is the numbers that I've seen over and over and over again. That doesn't make it true.
That doesn't seem overly happy to me.
But what you've got to figure is that statistics show that if half the marriages ended in divorce, then there's some people that are out there that are getting married and divorced multiple times. So first-time marriages, 60% stay together.
I'll have to look into that. 800-259-9231, because if you've been married a second time, then that doesn't count as a first-time marriage. More's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Still talking marriage, polygamy, and all that, but you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can shop with us. We have got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer, and they sell over 30 different categories of products. I mean, everything from DVDs to books to office products to camping gear, outdoor stuff, baby supplies. If you can think of it, it's probably sold at Amazon. So what I want you to do is go through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Probably take advantage of the Super Saver shipping deal, the free Super Saver shipping deal, and have the products delivered right to your door. The added bonus is that a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to get your shopping done and support Free Talk Live all at the same time. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. So Mark and I have gotten into a bit of a disagreement here about marriage. You said that marriage is contributes to couples being happier, living longer. You just sort of were just wonderfully just talking about how wonderful marriage was. Of course, you are getting a divorce. And I claim that divorce rate is around 60 is about 60% for first time marriages. You claimed otherwise. You said that it's 50% about
50% for marriage in general.
50% for marriage in general. But what about first? Now wait a minute. So if it was first, there's more first time marriages than second time marriages, wouldn't you think?
Of course.
Okay. So you're saying it's lower than the number I'm claiming.
I'm saying that 60% of first time marriages make it.
Okay. Well, divorce rate, apparently, according to NoMarriage.com, is around 60%.
I wonder if they skew their numbers.
Majority of remaining married men are stuck in sexless marriages with nagging, complaining wives, but they choose not to divorce because they're afraid of being wiped out financially during the divorce. Furthermore, majority of relatively happy marriages are among religious people, people choosing to live a simple lifestyle, people living in the rural South and Midwest, and recent Hispanic immigrants. So that's where the happiest marriages are, the ones that are most likely to succeed for a long time. If you're a normal American guy living in a large metropolitan area, marrying a normal college-educated American woman who's looking for the American dream, then you have over a 95% chance of either getting divorced or trapped in a miserable marriage. What do you think out of this? Here's a statistic for you. 4 out of 5 men regret marrying.
I think that they're, NoMarriage.com says it all.
So you don't believe it?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody you think about public figures. They're all married.
Yeah, because
politicians are all married.
It's the thing to do. You're excluded from society if you're not married. You're a pariah.
Why?
If you're not married.
No, you aren't.
And you don't know how happy those marriages are.
Is Rush Limbaugh less popular when he's unmarried than when he's married? He's been both.
Just because you're married doesn't mean that you're having a happy marriage. All of those people may be married, but they might not necessarily be happy.
And you know, I do agree that marriage has attachments to it that make it difficult to get divorced. But that's the whole idea. It's an agreement. And you have to be, and that way you can make decisions based on agreement. You can make more money, two people living in one house, than having one person in a house. It costs money to have a house. And you could do a lot better if you could have a polygamous marriage, because then three or four or five people could live in a house.
Right.
So,
but you don't have to be married to live two people in a house. I mean, that much.
You don't have to, no, but how can you count on renters to be there?
I understand what you're saying. I just think you're wrong about this. And unfortunately, if we're going to ask for married people to call in and talk about it, if they're home with their wife or their husband at the time, then they can't call in and tell the truth about their marriage. I mean, if you're miserable in your marriage and your wife or your husband is at home, obviously you can't pick up the phone and say, yeah, my marriage stinks. So I think we're going to have a limited amount of phone calls on this. But I am still interested in knowing, are you trapped in a marriage? Are you a man or a woman who got married and now 5 or 10 years later you regret it, but maybe you feel like you can't leave. Maybe you've made the mistake of combining your incomes into the same bank account. I mean, there's a lot of mistakes people make when they get married, right? They kind of combine all their money together and they combine, they buy things together, and that makes it so it's really difficult. If you do finally get a divorce.
I would agree with that, but if you intend to be with somebody forever, it's a lot easier for one person to pay the bills than it is for two. Because there's half as many, some bills are combined.
Is it really that hard to collect a check from somebody and write another check?
Yeah, it's a pain.
No, it's not.
Well, there you go. That's the reason people do it.
Well, 1-800-259-9231, if you want to comment on this. If you are married, if you are stuck in a sexless marriage, as apparently a lot of people are. Mark, you said, and this statistic was off the top of your head, that married people have sex 3 times per month on average.
That's what I've read.
And I could imagine that if you had kids. But what's the reason? What are the reasons for that if you don't have kids? I mean, if you're married with children...
Well, it's not true for every married couple. It's only true
average.
On average.
That's average.
Right.
Right. So that means there's a lot of people out there that have sex 3 times per month. And less... Okay, average means there's people that have it more often as well, and I don't know what the median is either. That would be another interesting number.
It's my understanding that people in married people have more sex than single people.
Single people who are in a relationship, or single people who are single?
In general. That's my understanding.
Well, I wonder about
that. I heard that from Michael Medved. What can I tell you? And he's obviously a marriage proponent.
Yes, he certainly is. And I am against state marriage. But if you want to get married...
I'm against state
own...
marriage myself.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I just believe that marriage is a good institution.
Understood. Well, let's move on here, because we got nothing on this marriage thing. 800-259-9231. The AP reporting out of California. In fact, San Francisco. We're going to have something to say about San Francisco coming up later in the show. They're working on a socialist healthcare plan, where everyone is going to be covered by the government health care system. We'll clue you in on that a little bit later. But first, prosecutors said Thursday they want to limit the use of gay panic defenses, where defendants claim their crimes were justified because of fear or anger over their victim's sexual orientation. San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris says the suggestion that criminal conduct is mitigated by bias or prejudice is inappropriate. We can't outlaw it, but we can combat it. Lawmakers in California and New York are considering bills to deter the common courtroom strategy of making a victim's sexual orientation central to a criminal defense. This is news to me. I had not heard that this was going on.
I don't know anything about this either.
California's bill, well, apparently this was prompted by the murder of 17-year-old Gwen Arujo, a transgender teenager who was beaten and strangled back in 2002 after two men with whom she'd had anal sex learned that she was biologically a male.
I see.
So, after they had sex with her...
And somehow that makes it okay to kill her?
That's the defense.
Well,
I don't understand it. At Thursday's conference, the prosecutor who won second-degree murder verdicts in that case agreed to express skepticism that the new laws are the answer.
Gwen, being transgendered was not a provocative act, it was who she was. However, I would not further ignore the reality that Gwen made some decisions in her relation with these defendants that were impossible to defend. I don't think most jurors are going to think it's okay to engage someone in sexual activity, knowing they assume you have one sexual anatomy when you don't. What's, well, so what? So she fooled the guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't do that.
Don't fool people, you mean?
Don't fool people, but don't have sex with...
Until you check them out?
With some woman you've never met and expect that you couldn't be fooled.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea. I mean, if you're not... I mean, how could you not know? Unless you just sort of... we can't get into the act, but unless you weren't fully... If you were fully clothed and you only removed part of your clothing, then you might be able to be fooled. But if the person was nude, there'd be no way for you
Well,
to
obviously, what you're looking at here is things happened in the normal, in the fashion that's normal for you, and it probably didn't happen in the fashion that's normal for you.
Right.
It probably happened in some odd fashion. I'm sure you're you're familiar with the opera Madame Butterfly, where apparently the Madame Butterfly fooled this sailor for years into believing that he was a she.
Oh, and did they consummate the relationship?
They consummated it, from what I understand, yes. Hmm.
Well, Cynthia Lee, professor at the George Washington University School of Law, said prosecutors could ask the jury to imagine whether they would render the same verdict if the suspect were gay and the victim straight. I can't even believe that they're bringing this up as a defense. Oh, well, you shouldn't charge me with murder. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know that that she was a he. Just give me a manslaughter charge. What? What?
Yeah, sorry.
Murder's murder.
Murder.
And it's unacceptable. I mean, what kind of a jerk do you have to be? What kind of a low-life scumbag loser do you have to be? You made a mistake, man. If you have this kind of a sexual encounter with somebody that's not who you thought they were, it's your fault,
now,
not the person who fooled you.
Let's take it
You're
to
a sucker.
Less of an extreme. Suppose you meet a girl, you know, you date her many times or something like that. I don't know what the rules are. Kiss this person. And then, at some point in the future in the relationship, you find out this person is not a she, but a he.
Okay.
Now, do you think you're justified in beating that person up?
Of course not.
I kind of feel like, at that point, like something, there's that the scenario is different because...
Are you saying it's
okay?
They
weren't naked. I would be very upset.
You would beat the person up?
I would consider it.
That would be horrible of you. No
well, you
force
just,
was used on you, sir.
I was.
That would not
fraud
be defensive.
Certainly was.
That would not be defensive force. And for all you know, that person believed that he was a she.
Fraud.
We'll be back. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airways. We'll tell you about the San Francisco Socialist Healthcare Plan they're about to put into effect. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Create.